So, everyone's finished, everyone told each other about your problem. Now, we're all devotees, right? Or at least we're trying to be. So, and we understand that Krishna is behind everything. Not even a blade of grass can move without the sanction of the Lord. And why Krishna is allowing anything to happen in our life? What is the purpose?
For our benefit.
For our benefit. Everyone's agreeing with that?
Yes.
That everything happening in our life is for our benefit, right? Now, this is a theory. Now, I want you to put this theory in practice and explain to each other, reflecting on the same problem, how it is beneficial for you. You haven't expected this one, right? But this is Krishna conscious perspective. How are you happy about this?
I come from the right side, and it just hit me on this side. So I said to your father, he was driving, then another traffic light stopped there. I went there, I said, at least you give me your insurance here, you are going. Then he came. He said, no, your fault. I said, I don't know whose fault. Give me the insurance company. Now he's saying, no, you are trying to overwrite the past, then I hit you. I said, no, I can't tell you, this is a lie. If I agree with you, that means I'm lying. I said, I'll go to the court. He went to court. My insurance company is saying, it is better 50-50. He wants to have 50, you have 50. I said, no, why have to lie? I'll go to court, I have to see how he's lying that year. So what are you to do?
Oh, this is the problem you told.
Yeah. What I to do? Shall I go to the court or
Well, we can decide what to do, but the exercise is to see the benefit.
What is the solution?
You need to get your hammer.
Shall I agree with this false everything? I wanted to.
Yeah, you don't have to lie.
This is why. This is. So if I do this, I'll be happy. Otherwise, I'm unhappy. I have to tell a lie.
Yeah. Yeah, if it is necessary to go to the court, it's not a problem.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
But we are talking benefits.
No, this is... I'm unhappy of that, what to do.
Yeah.
So I tell a lie or not? If I tell lies, then I am not feeling... I
Yeah, the thing is a negative feeling that we can do anything. Like Arjuna was killing people in the battle, but he had no negative feeling. He was doing it with love. Actually, it's interesting. It seems to be contradictory, but Bhagavad Gita is quite an amazing book. If you look at the concluding verses of the second chapter, they all speak about peace. And then there are so many verses in Bhagavad Gita which speak about love. And, these kind of things, especially in the beginning, Arjuna got really confused in the end of the second chapter. Why Krishna is talking about peace, and then he wants me to fight. But then... The thing was that Arjuna was thinking peace for myself, but Krishna was thinking peace for the world, peace for everybody. And to have peace for the whole world, some people had to rest in peace. That was the reality. And Arjuna had to do that, make them rest in peace, and do it with love. Right? That Arjuna was a devotee and he was declining to fight, even though the opposite party was so much eager to fight. And Krishna could easily tell Arjuna, you are a Vaishnava, and Vaishnavas are known to fulfill the desires of all living entities. So they really want to fight. Why don't you fulfill their desire? Why don't you fight with them? So But there was no selfish motivation, there was no anger or resentment or anything like that involved. Arjuna just did it purely for Krishna's service. So for Krishna's service, we can do anything. But now we're trying to make sure that we don't have any negativity towards others. And that can happen only when we see how others are just instrumental in our lives, and they're actually helping us in all respects, and especially to advance spiritually, to evolve. Every situation is helping us to evolve. I can give you, and actually, it's not like a joke, it's a real thing, and it works, and my conviction is that unless and until I practice myself, I cannot advise anybody. Like when I started doing the mediation, I decided if I want to mediate, if I want to make peace, I have to make sure that I have zero people in my life whom I have negative attitude towards. Unless I have that, I cannot really, you know, help other people. And in here, if I have, you know, if I'm advising people to see good in everything, see Krishna behind everything, I have to learn how to do that. And especially, of course, it is, you know, in the first place comes in our relationship with others, especially devotees. But it can be applied to anything. Like one thing we can be really unhappy with is health issues, diseases. And in Mayapur, I was teaching this course to the devotees. And I was telling them, you know, just see the good in every situation, and then that will help. And then I got very sick. I had, you know, kind of throat infection, which was very severe. I couldn't speak, and I had so much pain in my throat that I couldn't sleep at night. And I was just laying down, and the trouble was that I had to interpret for Russian devotees, and it was a very responsible service, and I didn't know whom to delegate this service to. And I was lying at night and I was thinking, you know, why Krishna arranged things like that. But then I remembered, okay, you are teaching to others to see good in everything. So can you see good in that situation, in that disease? And I was lying because I had nothing to do anyway, you know, just lying. You cannot fall asleep. And I was thinking, you know, what is the benefit? How that can be good? And then I started coming up with, you know, reasons. One reason, one good result is, of course, that it's teaching me humility, tolerance, patience. I understand that I'm dependent on Krishna, my dependence on Krishna. It's easy for me to remember Krishna when I'm suffering rather than enjoying. And I was going on and on and on, and maybe I found more than 10 benefits, and then I fell asleep. And when I woke up, I practically had no pain. And I could speak, and I could continue with my services. And I thought, sentimentally thought, oh, it was nothing serious. But then I found out that many, many devotees that was in Mayapur are affected by the same throat infection. And it takes them at least 1 week to recover. That happened to me over one night. Overnight, I was cured. So, and if you start practicing that in your own life, and you will see the benefit in each situation, you will see that not only your consciousness changes, that in itself changes the circumstance. So let's try, right? Explain to each other what are the benefits in that situation you were not happy with, but now you are happy because of so many things. So give each other maximum reasons why it's actually good that it happened to you. Yeah? How many of you feel that this session helped you in, you know, working on some problems? Yeah? Okay. Anyone wants to share something specific? Yeah?
I think this point that you make, it always comes across as something that's just common sense, that if we find ourselves in a bad situation, just think about someone who's in a worse situation, and that'll make our situation, you know, completely help us get over it. It's something that we always think we should do, but we never actually do it. But then when you mention the fact that if we are unhappy with anything, then ultimately we're unhappy with Krishna, because he's that cause of everything. Mm-hmm. That kind of hit home, and it makes me realize that I should, it's not just about accepting what's happening to me, I should just be grateful to Krishna. That is not less.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, like you said, like your Prabhupada said, we are in Maya.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, someone else?
Doing that last exercise there where you have a problem and then you try to see what's the benefit of it. Actually, something really amazing came out that I never thought of before, and I'm actually grateful to Krishna for that problem.
Mm. Oh, yeah, so actually.
It made me realize, he had a whole plan all along, and I just didn't realize what his plan was. But in reflection, I can see, understand that what his plan was.
Wonderful. Thank you. That's good. That was worth of the whole seminar, I think. All right, so thank you very much. We'll continue tomorrow. Of course, this is a very large topic, and sometimes we're doing a separate seminar just on that. We call it Life Without Conflict, and that actually is an alternative way or method I'm using to help devotees to eliminate all the conflicts in their lives altogether, rather than helping, you know, to deal with the effects. We're looking at the causes here, which is much more effective. All right, last one, and then we'll...
Oh, it's a question.
Question, okay.
Thank you for that practical session. I agree with Ricky's point in the sense that, yeah, you know, it makes you realise, it makes you be more grateful. But what do you do if I just, like, choose a silly example? Say, you know, you came and you punched Madhu Nithyananda Guru. So he's put this into practice now. So he's very grateful because he's realised that it actually would be worse. You could have killed him. So he's done the right thing, so he's put it into practice. Yeah. So he's learned tolerance from it, and he's realised it was Krishna's mercy, he deserved worse. That's fine. But say I'm looking from the outside, I'm a neutral person. That's wrong. So what is my duty? To solve this, yeah, let's just say I'm a manager, and this was a school.
Mm.
So you've come. But obviously, we talk about Krishna consciousness now, like spiritual values and, you know, qualities. So he's learned the humility and tolerance. That's fine. He's dealt with it. But I'm a manager, and that's not acceptable, that what you did. So what's my duty now? Does that make sense?
Yeah, how to deal.
Yeah, because I could just say, oh, that's fine. Yeah, well done. You know, you done it. But then it's not right for you. Do you see where I'm coming from? It wasn't right that you still did that, though.
Yeah.
So again, I'm probably going to say back, it's like, okay, the problem's still there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So what's my duty?
Yeah, of course, if you are a manager, you have to deal with that. You have to discipline someone who did wrong. In the same way as if we see that Vaishnavas or Krishna is offended, that our duty is to, you know, deal with that. Our duty is to stop those offenses. But if these offenses are directed towards us, we take it as Krishna's mercy.
Yeah, no, of course, yeah.
So yeah, we have to deal with it if we are responsible.
Yeah.